As this winter of the snowy owl is about to end, the question arises as to what's next. When are the owls going to leave? Are they going to nest here? Will they be back? And almost any other question you can think of have all been sent my way. Let's look at what we know and attempt to tease out what we think may happen. We know that more snowy owls descended and stayed on Cape and Island beaches starting just after Thanksgiving than have ever graced our shores before. At times, this winter has seemed like a crazed Harry Potter movie all about snowy owls. More people got to see these spectacular, large, Arctic-dwelling birds at various beaches and shorelines than since anyone has been paying attention. All of the birds that were and still are here are young birds engaged in attempting to survive their first winter. Since they are young, and we know that most snowy owls don't breed until at least their third year, we know that none of these birds will attempt to nest this year. Hence, there is no need for them to fly back to the tundra to find a suitable nesting area, a mate, and a steady supply of lemmings. No one really knows what the snowy owls are going to do. It is assumed most will start making their way north, but some may very well take a leisurely and slow route back, which will bring them into contact with many species that they have never encountered, and conversely, have never encountered them. With ospreys on the move out of South America, the first males due to arrive here about a week from now, the potential for conflict is very real. Ospreys and owls really don't like each other. This feud goes right to their very DNA. From the moment they break out of their eggs, ospreys and owls are enemies. Great horned owls, the first bird to nest in North America each year, after courting and laying eggs in January and February, often use osprey nests and poles for their own. When ospreys return in the spring, battles erupt, and often owls and ospreys end up dead. This is very serious business for both species. In fact, in the past few years, several ospreys fitted with satellite transmitters have been killed by great horned owls. So with all the snowy owls around, often using osprey nest poles for a perch or a hunting platform, it seems likely that some fireworks between these two species in the near future is inevitable. I hope that there are only a few incidents or skirmishes between these two charismatic species and that it doesn't break out into all-out war. Hopefully, the ospreys will exercise their territorial imperative while reclaiming their nest site and drive the visiting owls from their poles with a minimum of resistance from the young but fierce owls. Many folks are going to try to keep a close eye on what is going on. Keep a digital camera handy if you have one, and let's see what happens in the region over the next month. At any rate, any news, either positive or negative, on this development will be reported in the Bird Report. Until next week, keep your eyes to the sky.